Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us here in Kansas City in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, Becca McMillan is a ranch lady from Southern Oklahoma, vice chair of the Oklahoma Beef Council, and a mom. And she says she really understands today's consumers wanting some great ideas for fixing beef for their families.
I can relate as a mother. I work a full-time job, the mother of an 8-year-old and a rancher's wife, that I want a meal that's fast and tasty.
Becca says she's proud that Beef Checkoff dollars are used to develop beef recipes that meet consumers' wants and needs.
Through the years, they have wanted meals that fit their lifestyles as well as current tastes and trends.
And Becca reminds us that great beef recipes can be found at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
The best place to look for a great checkoff on a beef recipe is on the Beef It's What's For Dinner website. In fact, in its digital advertising, the checkoff encourages consumers to go to the website for lots of delicious and healthy beef recipes. The recipes can also be found through the Oklahoma Beef Council website at www.oklabeef.org.
Talking with Colin Woodall here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting. And Colin, midterms coming on now. We're still maybe sorting out a couple of the races, but it does look, you know, we think this kind of the stage is really set. We've got a GOP Senate, probably a Democratic House. What's your first take from what you see from the actual elections themselves?
You know, the take that we have is a bit of surprise at some of the new faces, a little surprise at some of the ones we lost. But overall, this was kind of what we were anticipating and what we've been preparing for. So for us right now at NCBA, the focus is going to be on this lame duck session and, of course, the race to get as much done as possible.
Now, obviously, a lot of folks in agriculture really hoping that 2018 farm bill can come together. Will it?
I think it will, and if you look at the comments that Mr. Peterson has already made, I believe his commitment is to get it done as well, so everybody can have a fresh slate moving forward in the new Congress. So NCBA is supportive of that effort. We, like everybody else in agriculture, would really like some certainty.
I guess what this will take the Republicans to actually maybe step away from as much snap reform as they want, right?
One could guess that that's going to be what ultimately happens. I just don't know at this point in time. I think everybody's still trying to sort this out, and we'll see and have a better idea when they get back next week where this is going to end up. I know for us in particular, we're going to continue to focus on our FMD vaccine bank, and we know that we have bipartisan support for that.
So, you know, beyond the farm bill itself, that conference report, what else, you know, really do we got to get done?
They need to get the FY19 appropriations bills done. It's the one that have not been completed, such as the ag bill. A lot of important things in there, including a very strong statement on who should control fake meat and regulate fake meat. So that needs to be done before the end of the year. At least we're going to encourage Congress to get it done before the end of the year. Outside of that, really, most everything could roll into the new Congress. We know that there's going to be a lot of discussions on trade. There's going to be discussions as to what the new Democratic House is going to ultimately try to do on the USMCA, the new NAFTA. We'll have to see on that. But right now, I think everybody's just going to have to start introducing themselves to some of the returning chairman and new chairman and figure out the game plan for 2019.
I guess in the case of agriculture, we got players that we know pretty well.
Oh, we do. Of course, you have Colin Peterson coming back as chairman. He has been chairman before. He has done a farm bill before as a chairman. So he knows what is expected. He knows how to run his committee, and everybody in agriculture has a fairly good relationship with him. He also has a lot of very senior members on his committee that NCBA works very closely with, and we look forward to working with them in their new role.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen Beef Association's D.C. office talking what can be accomplished in the lame duck over the next few weeks, and then the reorganization of the House as the Democrats take control. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.